Jan Jaggers and I were just talking about precepts and in particular about intoxicants and what were we discussing, Jaggers?
Five precepts is all important, but what is the most important one? Yelena's thinking.
The one which can condition karma.
The one
that can condition karma. Mm-hmm. Because at the moment of taking intoxicants, we read that actually this is not a kusala karma, but the danger is that it can lead to the other right. ones that are a kusala karma.
You see that whenever a kusala arises, one has no sati, careless, underestimate the moment of akusala, that it will lead to more and more dangerous moment.
And we were talking about how the bodhisattva in his lives, the one that he never broke, was telling a lie. Mm-hmm. So can one say this is most important because to keep to the truthfulness of the purpose of...
What do you mean by white lie? You know that?
Yes.
About Thailand?
Yes.
It's supposed to be a little lie that does no harm.
A little?
Little, just a little lie. Only a
like
little
what,
stretching
like what?
Of the truth.
Oh, I don't know.
Even so, it does not bring one to the end of samsara.
It accumulates that tendency. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think what you've said also, Lucas, remembered you saying that with regard to the intoxicant, so even if it's not a kusala karma, and even if someone says, oh, well, they just drink a little today and a little mm-hmm. tomorrow,
yeah.
the danger is that the tendency or the taste accumulates.
Because the most important thing in one's life is to understand reality. Otherwise, life is not worthwhile being born as a human being at all. It's an opportunity to develop understanding because we don't know what would be next life at all. That's why even tomorrow we don't know. And if we still have no understanding of reality, it will have more and more ignorance, which is more difficult to eradicate. So I think that being not careless or underestimate any akusala is the best thing in one's life.
Because these kinds of akusala accumulate and make it harder and harder for Panya to
comparing
develop.
The amount of avicca and akusala before we have Dhamma discussion. See? And after discussion.
And usually when we're talking about, as we mentioned, taking of intoxicants, it's not akusala karma, but Jaggrit thought he remembered a story about the intoxicants leading to hell or something like that.
Anything which is akusala.
Anything.
Yeah.
So no beer with that, you know.
But as in by conditions.
Again, I am anatta.
Not anatta is I.
I am conditions of what?
No,
I am what?
No, I'm saying just that by conditions.
Okay. What?
The I don't remember now, but
kusala or akusala by conditions.
Yeah, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What was the topic?
So it depends on understanding. It's not I or you or anyone. But when understanding is there, it can see the danger of being careless or underestimate akusala, even a little. So it depends on understanding. The most important thing in life is only understanding, which can have less and less ignorance. And all akusala moments.
So if one understands the danger of intoxicants, then the
And ignorance and every
akusala. Then one is less prone to
it depends on
them.
Accumulation again. For example, now, we have a very delicious drink. Mm. Don't be attached. Is it possible?
Uh-uh.
Never. So it has to be accumulated to right understanding in order to be able to see the danger of intoxicant.
But some people says like when you Ajahn tell about that, it must be accumulated and it's all by conditions, so they look for the point where they can break this ignorance and start to understand. Like they must do something.
Going to doctor is one factor. Right?
But it's like a side factor.
Because when Khun Sara has called, she need medicine too.
We all need medicine at different times.
Yeah.
We all have different weaknesses.
I know that I need food, for example, but
yes.
I can do without medicine.
So you're intoxicating.
No.
So much.
Yeah, but some medicines are also intoxicants, and some are very powerful.
The doctor knows.
Not all doctors know, believe me, not in Poland.
No more.
I think the point is really a good one, that this life and this time is so precious for developing understanding, that there's enough carelessness already, so why do something or take something that just adds to that carelessness and makes more and more opportunities for akusala to arise, because enough akusala already, so little panya. So if one takes intoxicants for just leading to more carelessness, then less and less opportunities for panya to arise.
Then I have to go back and ask, who makes a decision to take intoxicants? If it's just by conditions,
just
then...
Just dharmas.
If it's just...
Like anything else.
So it's not my fault?
I am an attack.
I tried not to go in that direction.
But in
akusala dharmas.
But in other words, can we say that at moment of having intoxicant, it indicates that there is very little or no panya right then?
Right.
Also, a condition for panya to develop is hearing the Dhamma. So what's hearing the Dhamma? Is it... It's a condition. So we are hearing the Dhamma. We say, why are we hearing the Dhamma? Or... But this is a necessary condition for panya to develop. We can ask, but why is it necessary? How it happens? How it is happening now? But that's by conditions. And
can we say that anything which harms panya or body or physical or health, because it will not lead to understanding why one is ill or something like that?
Maybe go back and ask, is it possible to say next Saturday will I have a beer or not? Will I drink beer or not? But there are already conditions for that. It's
the condition is ignorance of right understanding.
But the conditions are already there for
no right understanding.
And saying next Saturday I will or won't have a beer is just thinking.
Suppose I don't think about
one thing. When you're more thin, then you're more
miserable.
What's that?
You think, and oh, I will drink that beer.
Okay, so let me consider somebody else. Let me consider my brother. Next Saturday, will or will not he will have a beer? I mean,
when time comes, one knows. One knows about habits, see? Like Upanisya Kojara, Araka Kojara, Upanibandha Kojara. That's why Buddha pointed out these three kinds of Kojara. We have habits of Akusala from eons and eons ago, so it's time to have new habits. Listening to Dhamma and see that life is so short, what is the best thing in every moment? It cannot be in one day, but it can develop little by little. I will not drink beer next Sunday. Okay. A little bit. The whole glass.
Who decides? Small glass, big glass, two glasses?
Yeah.
Just a little bit more.
A little bit less.
Depending on what?
It depends on if you see that better not, then you can have little by little new habits of not drinking it.
When you said that it shows very little understanding if one still takes intoxicant because one knows that it just leads to carelessness, is this the reason?
And one can see how strong ignorance and attachment is. Even one see the value of listening to Dhamma and the understanding of Dhamma, but it still depends on accumulation, whether it is strong enough not to have the old habits. Not in a day, but one day, little by little. And that is Panya, which knows the way to go.
That what do you expect because of the panya? Less drinking.
Well, that's a visible change.
No, but Ajahn, I've got a question because there are, I think, two kinds of panya. So one, I don't want to differentiate, but there is the panya of samatha and of vipassana. So this of the samatha just can know what's good, what's bad. But it cannot understand, and vipassana can understand the realities. There is distinction made in the Tipitaka and commentaries about samatha and vipassana. So those are also different panyas, different degrees of panya, isn't it?
What is samatha?
It's like knowing how to develop more kusala.
No, the characteristic of it.
What is the Dhamma?
Mm-hmm.
Of samatha.
Right.
I don't know.
What? Chaitasika?
Samatha. Concentration? No.
Concentration arises with each moment.
Mm-hmm.
Pali term.
Passati.
Calming down the
tranquility. It arises with every kusala citta, every sobala citta.
But in the samatha, because there must also be the panya, isn't it?
At level of knowing the moment which is kusala or akusala. Otherwise it cannot suppress the akusala.
But also knowing how to develop more kusala.
Because
how to avoid more akusala?
What kind? There are nivarana, there are aswa, upadana, sangyoshana.
Not anusaya.
Not anusaya. So what kind that samatha suppress?
The defilements like those on the level of first and the second. So sila and those defilements who are go eradicated by samadhi.
Samatha suppress what kind of akusala? Each factor of samatha suppress each that akusala. Mm-hmm. So, what are they? Nivarana. The five nivarana.
These are the hindrances.
And actually, it means all akusala.
Yes, because one of the hindrances it suppresses is
kamachanda, payapada, kukuccha utaccha, tinamita, not vichikicca. On vichikicca nivarana too. Only those who see the danger of attachment will develop samatha. Not just want to be calm, that is attachment. And that is not samatha at all. So studying can be very helpful to see what is what. That's why we should understand any word which we heard. Like samatha, what is samatha? And what is vipassana? What is samadhi? Otherwise, we do not have precise understanding of Dhamma, as Buddha taught. Like samatha, it's not vipassana, but whenever there is understanding at level of vipassana, there is samatha as well. So what moment is samatha?
Any kusala.
Right, otherwise we don't know how to develop it. And now, can anyone tell what moment is akusala, what moment is akusala? As it's not panya of that degree, no way to develop samatha.
So we are sort of going blind in terms of development
of samatha.
Yeah.
And vipassana, when there's no understanding of each.
How we can see difference between akusala and kusala?
Akusala arises with the akusala cetasika, akusala citta, with akusala cetasikas. You know the difference between citta and cetasikas? Citta cannot.
Not right now, but.
But citta cannot arise alone. Whatever arises must have the proper conditions. Mm-hmm. Without cetasikas, citta cannot arise.
Yeah. Okay.
So did that answer your question? When Najan said.
Yeah, because the difference between citta and cetasika.
No, you asked about the different. How can we know the difference between kusala and akusala? So, right?
Yes.
So, akusala jitta is jitta and jitta seekers, is jitta with kusala jitta seekers, and akusala jitta is jitta with akusala jitta seekers.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that answer your question?
Yes.
It does.
Enough?
Well, I was going to say.
Yes.
But you see that this theory, books, but what about this moment, see? without awareness and right understanding of what degree, depending on its samatha or vipassana, no one can know the moment of kusala and akusala. That's why both need sati sampajanya, not only sati at level of dana and sila.
Never knew how to develop kusala and akusala, and I still don't know, you know, because for me it's like I don't know how to have more kusala, and I find it totally out of control.
Mm-hmm. Because
so
when
if I hear like develop more kusala and akusala, I just find it like a bit stressful. Like, but for example, what helps is like in the Abhidhamma, the first passages from the Abhidhamma, first Buddha words was kusala dhamma, akusala dhamma, and avyakata dhamma. And this helps to reflect, because there is no self in that moment of, I mean, in the old Abhidhamma, there is no so concern of self. The Buddha just preached it like
to kusala those who dhamma, understand.
Akusala dhamma, and avyakata dhamma. And this helps to reflect, to hear the dhamma, and kusala dhamma, akusala dhamma, avyakata dhamma, or there are different ones, this T.
So we have to understand each word.
Mm-hmm.
Like what is Dhamma from the very beginning. There are different Dhammas, not only one Dhamma, right? Seeing is a Dhamma, hearing is a Dhamma, dosa is a Dhamma, lopa is a Dhamma, everything which has its own characteristic is an element. So just learning the name cannot tell whether this moment is kusala or akusala. So by only reading, one can have wrong view, like develop samatha. See how? Because no understanding. So one can see that the teaching is not telling one to do at all, but understanding any word as it is. Like Dhamma. Dhamma is no one. It cannot be anyone. It arises by its proper conditions. And one can have deep thought, thinking carefully, what does it mean? Is it now? To prove that it's Dhamma. This is right understanding before there can be the understanding, the moment of kusala or akusala realities. And we think that, oh, develop samatha, don't know what samatha is, and try to have it. It's impossible. So the teachings of Buddha, each word is all about understanding. Like samatha, what is it? Otherwise, even it's developed samatha doesn't have any meaning at all, because what is samatha is not understood yet. Or vipassana, what does it mean? What does panya know? If there's no understanding of what he meant by vipassana, how can there be vipassana developing? So it begins with understanding from word to word to word to word. Every word should be understood clearly and deeply too. So no one can develop samatha when there is no understanding of samatha. No one can have vipassana when there is no understanding of what is vipassana. No one can have satipatthana when one does not understand Dhamma or reality. It's like your question, how can one know whether it is kusala or akusala? Before knowing that it's kusala or akusala, because kusala is not a person, akusala is not a person. So how can one know that it's not, but that it's kusala or akusala, when one knows that it's Dhamma, a reality only? And understand that now, whatever arises and appears now is conditioned, right or not right. This is the beginning of the growth of panya, one's own panya, one's own considering. You don't have to believe in any word, but you can consider whether what word tells about what. Like Dhamma. Are you looking for Dhamma now?
Yes.
Are you looking for Dhamma?
No, because
as long as you don't know Dhamma, you look for it. But when you know what Dhamma is, you don't have to look for Dhamma at all. Because there is always Dhamma, but there is no understanding of Dhamma as it is. So when we talk about living in the world of concept and living in the world of absolute realities, is there any difference? And what is the difference? It means living in the world of ignorance or living in the world of right understanding. For example now, the world of concept, cup, table, people, things. But in the absolute sense, can whatever appear be someone permanent or something permanent? They seem to be permanent because the arising and falling away of reality is so rapidly that it seems like no arising and falling of anything at all. Even the arising of seeing does not appear. So the passing away, the fallen way of it, cannot appear either. But in reality, seeing has arisen by conditions and fallen away instantly. So whatever is experienced, as soon as it's experienced, it's gone. Otherwise, one will have the idea of something's there all the time. This is the beginning, the intellectual understanding, which will bring to satchayana and kichayana and katayana. Satchayana means that panya, right understanding, which is very firm, established. Very firmly established. Never wavering at all. This moment is just very temporarily, just appear and disappear unknowingly all the time. Otherwise, there's no change. One can see the change, but not the arising and falling away of each moment. But if there's no arising and falling away of a reality, there's no change to be seen. Like one day the sun will break up, believe it or not. Not now, but each moment, whatever arises, appears and passes away, fallen away completely and never come back at all. Mm-hmm.